Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back in, Clint Sterner. I am Ron, the show Hughley, filling in for today. Have you got yourself together?
Yeah, I did, but I got some old boy over here talking to me like,
See, hey, man. We should have never introduced him to this text line. Now, he had just absolutely lost his mind. Actually, I think it's the most entertaining
talking
thing
about,
we got
why
going
don't you
right now.
Crucify the entire Astros organization? And then he uses a term that a punk uses. Well, I mean, why would you even, like, it's not about the Astros, bro. It's about the black eye on the organization, man. Can we get to your guy, bro?
Let's go right
get
here.
This text board. Get off this text board.
Well,
this
why don't guy, you get
this
up?
This dude's
even,
talking to me. This
text,
dude's, how you talk
board.
To a grown, anybody that talk to a grown man like that over a text line, soft as hot butter.
Soft as hot butter.
Hot butter soft.
Derez Paylor, Yahoo Sports. Derez, I'm telling you, this man, I can't even calm him down. I got to calm him down. He's in here and lost his mind. I wish you were listening to him because I know that you have watched just about every snap of all the great young quarterbacks in the league right now. But I know you've watched every snap
right.
of Patrick Mahomes. Let me just open this up. My man, Clint. I'm going to let him explain himself. My man, Clint. My man Clint yesterday looked me straight, I mean dead in both my eyes, not just one of them. He dead in both my eyes, and he said to me, Aaron Rodgers, and Clint played, he played for the Cowboys. He's told me.
Right.
He said that Aaron Rodgers has the best arm in 2020.
Aaron Rodgers is the best pure passer in the game today. Let me say that. I feel like you're setting me up because you know his answer. But you drop your phone. Hey, you drop your phone, Chief.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He's the best pure passer of the football in the game and has been for 10 years.
All right, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Clint, respect that. You know, respect the fact you played the game, first of all. You know? And You know what? I understand why you would say that because I feel like Mahomes is from the same, like, arm talent tree, right? Both of them have the ability to make throws that are absurd. Both of them make off-platform second reaction throws, and Rodgers has been doing it for longer. And it's because of that reason that if I'm the Chiefs, the quarterback I really fear in the Super Bowl is Aaron Rodgers because he's the one guy that can kind of match what your guy does. But in the year of our Lord 2020,
come on, man.
In the year of our Lord 2020, you got to go with the man that literally lost a pass 75 yards in the air in the preseason.
That's arm strength.
A year and a half ago.
That's arm strength.
Yeah, you know, I know, but I'm just telling you, I get it if it was just – here's the thing. You can't just say it's just arm strength because it's his arm talent and his ability to make off-platform throws.
No question.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, we're splitting
it's all
hairs.
Real, Clint.
We're splitting
I know
hairs.
You respect it now.
No
I
question.
Know you respect it now. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's
I mean,
where I'm
look,
at,
look, look, we're splitting hairs. Six one way, half a dozen
right,
another.
Right, right.
Here's my deal is – I'll take either one of them if you gave me a
Absolutely.
Choice. If you give me a choice, I got a quarterback that's gonna roll to his left, flip his hips, and drive a football 30 yards down the field on the sideline. I want Aaron Rodgers. That's it.
Oh, wait, hold on. hold on. I thought you was about to say both of them can do it. Because you know both of them can
do
that.
This ain't about what one can or can't do. That's for damn sure. No, they're great.
Okay.
They're great.
Okay.
Here's where I'll put things in perspective for you, big dog. From where I'm coming from, is to me Aaron Rodgers is the best arm talent of our generation, in my opinion. And there's nobody even close until Pat Mahomes came around. And then Pat Mahomes is patting him on the ass like Odell Beckham Jr. was that security guard in LSU's locker room.
Just go a little too far. Remember, I'm supposed to be the bad one. Just go a little too far.
All right, hold on, Clay. All right, so here's the deal. I actually think you and I are saying the same thing. Would you agree that Mahomes and Rodgers are from at least the same arm talent tree?
No question.
Meaning they both have. So they both have the arm talent traits. That you were just talking about, right? So for you to say that Mahomes' arm talent is better, do you basically just have to see Mahomes beat him head to head in the Super Bowl, or would you be saying this next year too?
No.
My point, my question to you is, at what point will you give that to Mahomes? Because I think you kind of know that Mahomes is better right now, but you just have so much respect for the greatness of Rodgers, you just don't want to disrespect
him. No, I really don't, man. I'm just what I refer to as a master evaluator. You know what I mean?
Are you kidding me?
Pat Mahomes, the difference in the two. The difference in the two, check it out. The difference in the two is you got one that does they both have stupid arm talent. You got one that does it in a slop. And this, I don't mean no disrespect. I mean this in a way that, I couldn't do it. But he does it in a sloppy manner. Always, like, he willingly throws off a platform. He willingly throws with different arm slots when he doesn't necessarily have to. And then you got one that tightens up in phone booth actions that thing as often as he can. The result is similar. Arm talent, stupid, two different styles.
Therese, I got to jump in here because we're going to be here all day with you two. No, I do want to get your thought, Therese, from your perspective with Deshaun Watson before we get to these games
coming up
this weekend.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson, I know you have reverence for Deshaun Watson and think he could be a great player. Like, where do you think, because there's something there. Like, there's something that's stopping him. Like, that 51-7 run, a lot of people are focusing on the defense.
Yeah.
But they didn't do nothing. They didn't do nothing on their end as well. Where do you view Deshaun Watson, and what do you think his biggest issue is to why he he's not reaching the point that we think he should?
Yeah, I want you guys to kind of understand where I come from when it comes to evaluating talent. So, Clint, Ron already knows this about me. I care about quarterbacks that can make a play. And what does that mean? I want a guy that can throw off platform. I want a guy that can create even when the defense has the perfect play called. I think it's devastating in today's game because it's never been more open. So, I love Deshaun Watson because there are times you can have them in something right and you can dial up the right blitz and it doesn't matter. He can still make a play. He can still make a play to hurt you. I will say this. I love his alpha mentality. I love his killer instinct. I do think he'll win an MVP one day. And as far as on the young quarterback tier of great young quarterbacks, it's Mahomes and Jackson and then Watson, they're all in that tier. And there's a hierarchy to that tier. But the point is they're going to be around for a while and you got to deal with them. The thing with Watson is that it's very clear that he's still processing defenses sometimes. He's still developing as a pure passer, right? And I guess you could say Mahomes is too, but the thing is, Mahomes' accuracy is outstanding, and he's being coached by Andy Reid. And I don't think for one second that where you go in your career doesn't play a huge role in how fast you develop as a pocket passer. That is why Mahomes is the most complete young quarterback in the NFL, and I would say the best, right? But that stuff all matters. So what is missing with Deshaun Watson? He's still developing as a pocket thrower. That's not a big deal to me. I would still blow him out with money. I think he's a great young player, and he brings cachet to the organization. I think if you're a Texans fan, you're a little concerned because I feel they lost that game on Sunday partly because of game management, and that's a reflection of coaching.
Okay. All right, man, what do you think about these games this weekend, man? I'm telling you right now, I told Clint today, I said Andy Reid can't lose this game. Andy Reid cannot lose this game to Mike Vrabel when he's got Patrick Mahomes and they're rolling Ryan Tannehill out. I almost would look at Andy Reid differently if they lost this game.
I feel like a lot of people would, because the whole league is basically rooting for Andy to finally get his Super Bowl. He's just been so helpful to so many young assistants. He's got so many coaches from his coaching tree. Everybody wants to see him win. So I think if they lost, and the runway has never been more wide open to him. I mean, look, you look at the last four teams. You know what I always do in the playoffs. I pick the team with the best coach quarterback combination. But I think what's left is Mahomes and Reed. That's the best one left. By the way, whoever they face in the NFC, it won't be equal. Even though I do think Rodgers would be he will be. He will be a formidable foe. But LaFleur versus Reed, that's not, that's Andy. So, yeah, you're right, man. I think people are going to come after Andy. More heat saying he can't win the big one, that type of deal. But the good news for him is that it's never been more open for him.
All right, Therese, thank you so much, man. That was fun listening to you guys go at it back and forth. Man.
Yeah, look, hey, we're going to get you back after this week, baby. Come on.
Right, my man, Clint, you just can't give up the ghost on your boy Rodgers. You just got too much respect for it.
I'm not a Rodgers fan. I just know that. Why? Because I tell y'all the truth. That action is real. Y'all just can't get away from that sexy Mahomes and look through all that. Hey, look, you. She walks in the bar. She's all pretty, all makeup on. Y'all get. See, I look for that all natural. Look for that all natural.
Hey, Rod, Clint just has, because he know how hard it is to play in the league. Like, Clint just has too much respect for Rodgers. You know, he's just, not too much. You can, look, he's a Hall of Fame guy in a second, but it's just like, your respect for everything he's done, you can't see past it in this specific instance.
Hey,
but that's
I'd rather have you
be that way than the other.
Y'all got each other's phone. Y'all call each other later on and slobber over Mahomes. I'll talk to y'all later on.
That's Therese Paylor of Yahoo Sports.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.